What's up, Anchor Podcast? This is Kenithia Johnson. Welcome to Predestined, Predestined Kingdom Ministries. And today, the scripture will be taken from Lamentations 3, verse 40 through 42. Lamentations 3, verse 40 through 42. Let us search out and examine our ways. Let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. Let us lift our hearts and hands to God in heaven. We have transgressed and rebelled. You have not pardoned. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for another day. We say no matter what is going around, hallelujah. Thank you for allowing us to worship you, allowing us to pray and seek you. Thank you for the peace, the shalom in this moment, in this hour, in this minute. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray, Father, only you speak, you wash out my flesh. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys. So the Lord showed me, I was finishing up the book of Jeremiah last night, and I was actually on live with one of my prophetess, and the Lord was showing me how some of us are getting out of the famine. We are entering his blessings in this season of July. He was also showing me that some of us didn't listen, just like in Lamentations 3, verse 40 through 42. The Lord didn't pardon us, some of us, but some of us pardoned him. Right? He's always faithful to us, even during afflictions from the enemy, even during trials and tribulations, even while being oppressed. God is always with us. He loves us. And the enemy tries his hardest to make it seem like God is not around, God is not doing what he said. But if you just say, I am going to believe God's report, I believe what he has spoken over my life, and live accordingly, turn from your wicked ways. The Lord was speaking to me about porn addictions, lust, the spirit of masturbation. So these are things in the spiritual realm that comes and manifests on us in the natural when we are not praying day and night without ceasing, just as the Lord has told us. So the Lord wants you to come back to him. Repent. Repent for not listening, for not being obedient. Repent for indirectly or non-directly sinning to God, because it's so many laws, it's so many rules that are here and we don't even know about it. So we know about some of the sins that we do, but it's so much other stuff in the kingdom of the Lord that can be done because we don't have the knowledge to it. So the Lord is saying, search out and examine your ways. You can hear him. He's directing you. He's showing you what to do. He's telling you not to do this. You have to listen, because God will get in your circumstances and he will get in your situations, and you'll be wondering why this not going right, why that not going right. It's because God is trying to get your attention. You were created for a destiny and a purpose. God did not just say, let me wake up and create, I'm using me for example, let me wake up and create Kenithia so she could just be here on earth. No, there's an assignment, and nothing looks like what it is. It may look like it's just natural, it's just a normal day, but it's so much stuff going on in that one scenery that you're looking at that you can't even see, right? We fight against things that are not physical. We fight against evil, diabolical spirits from the kingdom of darkness in the spiritual realm, which means you cannot see what you're fighting, but the Holy Spirit can, but God can, and Jesus is there to save you, to protect you. Yes, we have to go through some stuff because We have to be a testimony to others. We have to be able to say, you know what? I know what that felt like going through that. I know what it felt like when you were hungry and you couldn't get nobody to pay for your food, either because you didn't have nobody or because the people around you didn't want to help you out. You have to be there. So sometimes you may have tests. That's my lesson. Hallelujah. Sometimes you may have tests. You may go through things, but at the end of the day, the word test is in testimony. If you asking God to do something big for you, if you're asking him to do his will in your life, there's going to be a test. Now, I can tell you what I do. I pray and without ceasing, and I just ask the Lord to take the test away. When it's unbearable, when I feel like I'm just, I'm there. It's not changing. You keep praying and you keep praying. Then I just keep praying until he hears me, until he get tired of that phone ringing in heaven. So with transgressing and rebelling against God, he won't pardon you, but you will have consequences being a child of God. Being a child of God and being a remnant, you will feel his wrath a little bit quicker and worse than the next person, because he loves you and because he wants you to be doing good, to be an example for others. So this is the second part. In July, those of us who have been doing what the Lord said, honoring it in our best way, shape, and form, with prayers, with his help, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. God is getting ready to do something so amazing for you if you just hold on and keep going. And it's like, I know we've been hearing this for a long time. Just hold on. Just hold on. Just stand. Just stand. But God is saying he is really about to do it this time. So God bless you guys. I pray you guys have an awesome day. In Jesus' name, amen. Shalom.